The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Episode 7, Retire Young, Rich and Free from Anxiety.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Candid Cast. Today, I want to discuss a topic that is very important to me from what I've seen of the mystery that people pass through in society after they have used their entire strength to work, to pursue a career path. They retire into a life that they did not desire. So I'll be talking about retire young, rich, and free from anxiety, which I believe is the desire of literally every person that is working. Before we continue, I want to encourage you, just like us, subscribe and share so that you get notification whenever new episodes of Candid Cast is published. So as an introduction to this topic, the dream of most workers, literally everybody, I'll say most because there may be one or two who probably does not desire to live in comfort, but it is normal for everybody to want to retire early when you still have strength, retire into comfort, and retire into a life that is free from anxiety about accommodation, where you will live, children, education, your food, your clothing, the basic comfort of life, all that life has to offer. So when I'm talking about retiring rich, I'm not saying that everybody will make it to Forbes list. No, it's really not about becoming rich in that sense, but that your needs are met without recourse to some other persons or running from pillar to post to look for how your basic needs will be met. To live a peaceful, healthy, and worthy life of minimum comfort in retirement is not rocket science. It's attainable, and I believe everybody can achieve it. It can be achieved if we are deliberate about it. Unfortunately, many workers confine this to the realm of wishful thinking. Wishful thinking does not accomplish anything. No steps are taken to actualize it. Others get started and they fade off the radar of the plan too soon. Just like the way most of us handle New Year resolution. You say it, and it ends at the point of speaking. We need to live a life of purpose. The road to it is paved with purpose. When you are determined, you know your purpose. You know exactly what you want. And you are passionate about your purpose. This purpose will create the power of persistence in you. Will challenges come? The answer is yes. But your purpose will shape your perspective, will drive the energy with which you are able to resist things that will come that could throw you off balance. Many things will come to challenge your retirement plan, but it's only in you. You are the only one who can resist it if you are convinced about your purpose. So you have to be passionate about your purpose and allow your purpose to give you the energy to persist in the pursuit, and it will shape your perspective. So that there are so many things people will throw at you, you say, no, this does not fit. You determine what fits and what does not fit. When should a person really, people have asked me, when should somebody start planning retirement? You find some people 5 years to retirement, so I don't even have any plan for retirement. Or if it comes suddenly, like statistics has it that more than 40% of working population have at one time or the other faced sudden termination from employment. The career just end. You did not think of it. You are not waiting for it to end, but it just ends. If it happens, for a person who has been planning, life gets sweeter. In his book, We Were Fired, and It Is the Best Thing That Happened to Us, author Harvey McKay suggests that retirement plan should actually start on the day you pick up your first letter of employment. So once you take up employment, your retirement plan starts from that day. You find To many people, this sounds senseless. It looks absurd. I just left school, left all the restriction and control, academic control, parental control. I've just gotten a job. And I want to start enjoying my life. And you are discussing retirement plan. Why should a 25-year-old person be thinking of retirement? I'll say that is the best time to think about it, because it's not going to come as wishful thinking. It's something of a lifetime. So planning early has everything to do with it. Why should I plan my retirement? Planning for retirement is crucial for so many reasons. Number one, I'll say financial security. It is the desire of everybody. As you climb the ladder, career ladder, your financial comfort rises from when you were looking for money to rent one room to when you actually moved into a duplex, you have a bigger accommodation. You begin to rise in comfort level, and it will continue and climax to that point where you are actually retiring. So when your comfort is at the highest, that's when they say either you are fired or you are retired. What becomes of you at that time? How secured will you be? How much can you survive forward? Your ability to survive forward, that is what I call financial security. If a worker is spending X amount of money in any currency, maybe naira, maybe dollars, every month, you ask yourself, if I am out of this job, how many months can I survive without changing my lifestyle, without changing the way I have been living financially? Those number of months or years that you are able to survive forward is the number of years of your financial security. Number two, health costs. It is a well-known fact that as we get older, our cost of healthcare rises along. The young people can do, you find some people, I've told somebody, can you go on the health insurance plan? Say, no, I don't fall sick. I've not been to hospital for 5 years. But as you get older, that is not likely to be the story anymore. So even at that age, when you don't fall sick at all, that is when you need to start planning that later in life, whether you like it or not, sickness becomes something you don't wish for. There was a quiz they were asking on television a few days back. They say, where is the place where you find many people and nobody there wants to be there, but there are many people there? And the answer from survey was hospital. Nobody wants to be in hospital, but you get there. All the beds are occupied. None of them is happy to be there. Nobody plans to be there. But we need to, in the event that such a thing happen, your retirement plan will take care of it. Number three, financial independence. I've observed in the African society in particular, it is not uncommon to find people put their hopes on their children for financial safety and security at the time of retirement. When you can no longer work, you think that, oh, the number of children that I have gotten, they will be sending money and I will be able to survive in retirement. This worked very well in the past, but recently it is no longer the norm. Our culture is being infiltrated by foreign culture and literally almost completely taken over, that you have people who don't even think of parents anymore, and they don't even earn enough to take care of themselves. A lot of people who have been working for 5-10 years are still going back to parents to collect money for survival. So if that is the child you are depending on, what will become of you if you don't do something to help yourself? If you don't plan and you want to depend on family or on government, it will fail. There was a generation that depended on government for retirement. We watched that generation. Many of them died queuing for identification and verification of their persons on the queue, pension queue. You also find inflation. Those who did not die on the pension queue ended up collecting between 4,000 and 8,000 naira monthly as their pension. Number four, peace. This is the desire of everyone. You want to live in peace. Elimination of anxiety, fear of what becomes, the uncertainties that surround our life post-career. Some people live in staff housing, and you ask yourself, where do I move to from this place? Some are retired at a time the children are just entering the university. What will become of the children's education? Some are retired at a time when they still have so much responsibility. Apart from the responsibilities that you normally carry as a worker, you still have so much to do for yourself as a person. Peace, the understanding that these things are settled, even when I'm no more working, is what retirement planning can do for you. If you have your retirement planned, you will have peace of mind when the job ends. Number five, legacy planning. The Bible says, a good man leaves inheritance for his children's children. And we all want to be called good man. It didn't say a good man collects from his children or depends on his children. It said he leaves inheritance. And that is the type of life I desire for all of you that are listening to me. When you are working, you look forward to executing projects. At the time you are retired, when you are at that age, when you should be returning to society, make donations, award scholarships to children of the less privileged, build hospitals and donate to the public, that is what we should do with our old age. But an old age that is not planned, we send you away from it. Rather than look for what you give to society, you'll be looking for what you collect from society. Number eight, retirement lifestyle. Many people have not seen any person who dreams that when he retire, he'll be a useless person. No. Retirement is a time, by the time I finish this job and no more doing 8 to 5, I will travel the world. I will visit this place. I will visit that place. You are climbing the career ladder to build towards such things. But if it is not planned, how do you attain those lifestyle? It does not happen because you just wish to travel the world. It costs so much to travel. It costs so much. When you leave your environment, you see what life really is. So I was in London on a visit, and I checked into a hotel and ordered 2 bottles of water to my room. When they brought it, they said it was £7 per bottle. So if you have your retirement is not planned, and you travel to a place where a bottle of water is coming at £7, you will not drink water throughout your stay. And I don't know how you are going to survive it. So a good life after retirement is actually attainable, but it has to be planned. It does not come by accident. Then you look at early retirement. When retirement is planned, most people desire to retire when they still have energy to do some things for themselves. You can start a business, you can start a vocation, you can start a charity in retirement because you are comfortable. If hunger is pursuing you from pillar to post, I'm sure you will not think of any of those things. And what will keep you fulfilled is actually those things that you do later in life. You say, I have worked, the society has invested so much in me, my education, and so on. Society has cared for me. At my old age, I want to be the one returning something to society. And this is achievable. When it is not planned, you find people who get to retirement age and they are declaring, swearing affidavit to change their age, to cut off 5 or 6, 7 years away from it, to give them longer time to work. And in UK, I think they have pushed the retirement age so much higher now that people will work until they are 70 or more. And finally, number eight, financial freedom. You get to a point in life after your career. During your career path, money is the reason you go to work. You just go to work, you earn a salary, you earn benefits, and you are happy with it. At retirement, money will cease to be the goal for doing the things that you do. You want to have undertakings that you do, charitable works that are not tied to money. You are not motivated by money. You are just doing things because this is exactly what I want to do. And as we go, I will want in closing to remind you that it is never too early to start planning your post-career life. It can only become too late if you don't start now. I encourage you, just get started. Don't leave your life floating for every wind that blows in the environment. Some people don't know whether there is inflation or devaluation of the currency. They planned it all out while they were still working. So you can retire young, rich, full of energy, and free from anxiety. I read something in somebody's office, a poster on the wall, where he said, there are people who buy things without checking the prices. He said they got there by checking. There is an age to check. There is an age where price of bread is going up. Shouldn't be your concern. If you enter into a supermarket, you want to buy bread. You don't check price. The truth is that you want bread. You pick up bread and you pay. So whether it is 1,005 or 1,007, that money will not stop you from eating bread if the life is planned out. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for our next episode. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.